Well, it's official. You guys don't like it if I take too long in these podcasts. It is Monday morning, August 8th. 2-0 yesterday. That does make it a 6-0 run considering the last four of the previous day won. But again, ancient history. Let's talk about what we can do today. All right. We'll start out with the Yankees game. This is not necessarily the order of the games being played. We're taking the Yankees at minus 120 on the money line. That is a good situation here for the Yankees. They've lost five in a row, so they're not hot. This is a perfect contrarian setting for the Yankees. I'm not even a big fan of Jameson Taillon for the Yankees. Bigger fan of Logan Gilbert for the Mariners. But the offense for the Yankees will win the day here. As such, we're also betting over 7.5 in this game. So there's two individual standalone bets. Yankees to win and the game over 7.5. But there's a significant amount of value in a third play here, and that's a same game parlay. Yankees plus 1.5 and over 6.5 paired up for a plus 115 line. Obviously, you know why we like that. We already like the Yankees to win outright, so give us the plus 1.5 just in case the Mariners are somehow able to sneak one out as the home team. It's not a rarity to win by one as the home team. And we like the 7.5, so we're going to like the 6.5 even better. And it's a plus money. How do you go wrong? Well, there's a couple different ways, but we won't need to get into that. The two ways being the side and the total. All right, let's move on. How about those Padres? So here I am talking about I'm looking for ways to fade Blake Snell. Guess who's starting for the Padres? Blake Snell. And I'm going to back Blake Snell. And they're even at minus 200. Now, why is that? Well, I am eating my crow. I talked about Blake Snell as a pitcher I'm looking to fade. And at the time I started saying that, he was a pitcher to fade. And for the last three times he's pitched pretty darn well. He's going up against a weaker Giants team and Alex Wood. The Giants' two best pitchers just got done in a two-game series in Oakland. They won both. They won't win this one. Padres at home, much better team. Snell is pitching much better than Alex Wood. But you won't catch me paying $200. I have to at least own that one. I'm not going to pay $200 on Blake Snell. But I'm going to take the Padres in over 4.5 in a same-game parlay. So we need five runs in this game. The line's at 8. We're just needing 5. And that's minus 115. So the Padres to win and get 5 runs total, over 4.5, minus 115. The Padres should get 5 themselves. I'm not advocating taking a Padres-only team total, although that's not the worst idea in the world here against Alex Wood. But we'll go for the Giants to possibly do some damage against Snell, but the Padres to definitely do some damage against the Giants. The next game is Oakland at minus 125. Yes, paying juice on Oakland. At home. What we have here, though, is Cole Irvin, who's a great pitcher in Oakland, against Jose Suarez of the Angels. These two guys just matched up last week with the Angels and Suarez winning that one. The A's did win that series, but this is the one game they lost. The matchup in Oakland this time will favor the Oakland A's. The odds makers agree with that. Minus 125 seems like too much to pay for Oakland at any point in time. You do have to remember, though, that they have a winning record since the All-Star break. All right, so that's the Oakland A's. Now, we're going to go to the Cubs. This is a game I was looking to see if I could get this podcast done even last night. But they did not have a total out for the Cubs yet, which is not abnormal in Wrigley Field. And who knows, it could be rained out. But we're looking at Washington Nationals with Anibal Sanchez coming in to face Keegan Thompson and the Cubs. The Cubs are the better team. Thompson's the better pitcher. Matter of fact, the Washington Nationals will probably not be favored again this year. They shouldn't be. I don't care who's pitching for them, whether at home. They should not be favored again this year. The odds makers agree the Cubs are a minus 190 favorite. It's hard to put minus 190 on the Cubs, no matter what kind of matchup they have. So we won't. We'll take the Cubs in a parlay with over 5.5, same game parlay at plus money, plus 105. Again, it looks to me like the Cubs get the six themselves. Again, not advocating the Cubs team total over 5.5, although believe it or not, that has good value. I won't take it. I'll take the chances that the Nationals can do something against the Cubs, and if not, the Cubs will take care of the rest themselves. Cubs and over 5.5, plus 105. Then we have the Orioles. Yes, the Orioles at home, plus money, plus 135, facing the Blue Jays. At face value, you would think that the Blue Jays are the better team. They're not today. The Orioles are the better team here at home. Lyles is a better pitcher over Yusei Kikuchi of the Blue Jays. The wrong team's favored. I wouldn't want to put a line up there that said the Orioles minus 155 and the Jays plus 135. But be honest, that's the right number. And the value would be on the Orioles. I wouldn't bet on it, but that's where the value would be. But if you're giving me the Orioles plus 135 at home, I have it. So that's what it is, Orioles plus 135. And finally, we will take a parlay and the teams we just talked about, the Cubs to win and the Pods, the Padres. Yeah, I guess it's not the last two teams I talked about. That was the Orioles. We're going to take the Cubs and the Padres at plus 128. So what I'm referring to, I guess, is that I'm taking Blake Snell, not just to win his game, but also in a parlay. So that's really eating a lot of crow without ketchup. Padres and Cubs in a two-team parlay at plus 128 or so. You'll get it in the 125 to 130 range. So we'll split the difference there. That is all for today. I hope this was short enough. Best of luck.